जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवालाभ गिरिवार धारी जय गोपी जनवालाभ गिरिवार धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य असुत्र शिष्यमंत्री श्री वांग्रेज भाईचंद्रनारायण भक्तिवेदान स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथाज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय या भीष्मा कर्ण गुरु शल्य चामुषु अभद्र रजन्यवर्य रथमंडला मंडिताशु अग्रेचरः मम विभो रथयूथपानाम् आयुः ममांसि च दृशा सह ओजः अर्थात् यो भीष्म कर्ण गुरु शल्य चामुष्व भद्र यो भीष्म कर्ण गुरु शल्य चामुष्व भद्र राजन्य वर्य रथ मंडल मंडिताशु अग्रेचारो मम विभो रथ युथापानम् आयुर्नमांसि चदृशसह ओज अर्चात् यो भीष्म कर्ण गुरु शल्य चामुष्व भद्र राजन्य वर्य रथ मंडल मंडिताशु अग्रे चारो मम विभो रथ याथु युथपानम् आयुर्नमांसि चदृशसह ओज अर्चात् यो भीष्म कर्ण गुरु शल्य चामुष्व भद्र राजन्य वर्य रथ मंडल मंडिताशु अग्रचारो मम विभो रथ यूथपानम् आयुर्नमांसि चदृश सह ओज अर्चात् తపానాం ఆయుర్ నమాంసి చదృశ సహ ఓజర్చా. లేడీస్, యహ ఇట్ ఇస్ హీ ఓన్లీ భీష్మ భీష్మ, కర్ణ కర్ణ, గురు ద్రోణాచార్య, శల్య శల్య, చాముషు, ఇన్ ద మిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద మిలిటరీ ఫాలింగ్స్, అభద్ర ఇమెన్స్, రాజన్య వర్య, గ్రేట్ రాయల్ ప్రిన్సెస్, రథమండల, చైన్ ఆఫ్ చారియట్స్, మండితాశు, బీంగ్ డెకొరేటెడ్ విత్, అగ్రేచర, గోయింగ్ ఫార్వర్డ్, మమ ఆఫ్ మైన్, విభో, ఓ గ్రేట్ కింగ్, రథయుథపానం, ఆల్ ద చారిటీయర్స్, ఆయు, డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఫ్రూటివ్ యాక్టివిటీస్, నమాంసి, మెంటల్ అబ్సర్జెస్ చ, ఆల్సో, దృశ, మై గ్లాన్స్, సహ, పవర్, ఓజహ, స్ట్రెంగ్త్, ఆర్చత్, విత్డ్రూ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పస్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. ఇట్ ఈస్ హీ ఓన్లీ హూ విత్డ్రూ ద డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ అండ్ హూ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ విత్డ్రూ ద స్పెక్యులేటివ్ పవర్ అండ్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ ఎంథూజియాజం ఫ్రమ్ ద గ్రేట్ మిలిటరీ ఫాలింగ్స్ మేడ్ బై ద కౌరవర్స్ హెడెడ్ బై Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Shalya, etc. Their arrangements was expert and more than adequate. But he, Lord Shri Krishna, going forward, did all this. Purport. The absolute personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, Lord Shri Krishna, expands himself by his plenary Paramatma portion in everyone's heart. And thus he directs everyone in the matter of recollection, forgetfulness, knowledge, the absence of intelligence, and all psychological activities. Bhagavad Gita 15.15. As the Supreme Lord, he can increase or decrease the duration of life of a living being. Thus, the Lord conducted the battle of Kurukshetra according to his own plan. He wanted that battle to establish Yudhishthir as the emperor of this planet. And to facilitate this transcendental business, he killed all who were on the opposite party by his omnipotent will. The other party was equipped with all military strength, supported by big generals like Bhishma, Drona, Shalya, and it would have been physically to win the battle had the Lord not helped him by every kind of tactic. Such tactics are generally followed by every statesman, even in modern warfare, but they are all done materially by the powerful espionages, military tactics, and diplomatic maneuvers. But because Arjun was the Lord's affectionate devotee, the Lord did all this himself, without personal anxiety by Arjun. That is the way of the devotional service of the Lord. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సవధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పవనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 దిస్ ఇస్ అ వెరీ 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 బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద భాగవతం వేర్ పార్థ సఖ కృష్ణస్ డియర్ మోస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఇన్ ద్వారకాపురి శ్రీ ఉద్ధవ్జీ అండ్ ద డియరెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఇన్ హస్తినాపూర్ అర్జున్ ఇస్ ఆర్ టూ మోస్ట్ డియర్ మోస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ వెల్యూస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ హియర్ అ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంటిమేట్ డివోటీ అండ్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఓపెనింగ్ హిస్ హార్ట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం వేర్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఇంటెన్స్ స్మరణం శ్రవణం కీర్తనం అండ్ స్మరణం దర్ అర్జున్ ఈజ్ డీప్లీ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు హిజ్ మెమరీ బ్యాంక్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ క్రోనలాజికలీ and in a very very mood of absorption recollecting all that has happened we are seeing the grief of Arjun and how the grief is being handled how devotees handle grief how devotees handle separation devotees handle grief by even more deeply remembering Krishna. Was Arjuna not remembering Krishna when he was in this world with him? Of course he was, always remembering Krishna. But the level of absorption now, after Krishna's departure has taken place, is on a very, very deep level. And it is completely absorbing his consciousness. Generally speaking, the hero of Mahabharata is considered as Arjuna, is it not? Everyone knows that this huge war of 18 days fought between two powerful phalanxes of 12 phalanxes here, 7 phalanxes here, going to crores of people. And they were all vanquished. Practically just a handful remained from both sides. All that was done primarily by Bhimsen, who killed 100 sons of Dhritarashtra. And most of it was done by Arjun. Right? So he is, as far as the world is concerned, he is the unquestioned hero. Like when you have cricket, you have the man of the match. So he is the man of the match type of personality. Arjun is, without Arjun, the Mahabharata would have been very, very different. And yet, what we are seeing today is, Arjun is not accepting even a slightest amount of glory or credit for all that happened. Everything he is being transparently transferred to somebody else's account, like you have accounts, right? Ananda Prabhu always reminds you of money. And Krishna also, of course. But, you know, so when you perform an activity, in whose account the glory will go? That is important. Right? When talking about here about what we call in philosophical years the transparency of consciousness. Because we are conditioned souls. What is typicality of a conditioned soul? He is conditioned by who's conditioning him? The material energy is conditioning him. And what is the result of the conditioning? He functions under the illusion of I and mine. Ankar Vimudatma Karta Aham. An Aham. So everything is being conducted by that Aham factor. Correct? So, whether it is Tu Aham or Aham, the materialist is, everything he does, his activity is going to be only one account. What is that? The Aham account. Correct? I did this and I did that. And so many things are being done by so many materialists, great scientific discoveries, you know, climbing the Himalayan mountains and crossing the English Channel. And what sort of fascinating things are done by the materialists? No question. Nobel Prize winning, heart-shaking discoveries from in medicine and in physics, and so many things have been done, right? However, when they do all these things, who gets the glory? Aham. I get the glory. Right? And here, even far more impossible things have been done by Arjun here. Right? How is it possible for Arjun to face even one of them? In one like Bhishma, or Shalya, or Brihadrata, anyone you can take among the Maharajas who are there in the Kaurava side, anyone is an impossible person. And there was a whole horde of them, the whole huge group of the fathers, etc. So many more were there. And yet, Arjuna is thinking, how did I manage to subdue all these people? One of the most difficult tasks to win a bride was given to Arjun, like no one had did before. We read in the previous verses, right? A body of water in a huge vessel. You can only look down, you can't look up. And then up is the fish is rotating, and beneath it the wheel also is rotating. And both are rotating at different speeds, they're not rotating at the same speed. You know, revolutions, rotations per minute. I mean, 10 rotations per minute, and the wheel is rotating at 20 rotations per minute. So they are all going at different speeds. So when exactly they are moving in such a way that the two speeds coincide, and then look down, and then through the wheel, and then through the eye. It's impossible, physiologically fit to do, right? Even when you throw your hand like this, it shakes. Simple thing. You drink water also for, you know, hold a chamara for, 3 minutes, and the hand starts shaking, right? And that's how fragile our body is. But holding a Gandiva bowl like that and just the amount of concentration, fixation of consciousness. If you have to give one chance, you don't have three chances. One chance, you get the lady or not, the lady of your dreams. You don't get any. No, next time. There's no etiquette or no repeat exam. And after 6 months, you can come back again for neat exam. And 6 months, you try again. You got it. You don't get it. Right? So Arjun did all these things. And now, when he goes back into a flashback consciousness, that how did I do all this which amazed the world? And I would get amazed myself. How did it happen? So he's revealing, as Maharaj often says, you know, and even devotees say this, that humility means being honest. Being honest. Honesty, humility is not enigmatic, some esoteric, some, you know, very difficult thing to understand. Humility can be very simply understood, and humility means to be, kisne kiya, who did all this?
मैंने नहीं किया, किसने नहीं किया, राइट? सो ही इज जस्ट वेरी ऑनेस्ट. डू यू थिंक अर्जुन इज लाइंग ओवर हियर? डू यू थिंक अर्जुन इज बीइंग जस्ट बीइंग मॉडेस्ट? मैंने नहीं किया. सो वन इज मॉडेस्टी. ड्यूटी वी प्रैक्टिस मॉडेस्टी, वी डोंट प्रैक्टिस ह्यूमिलिटी मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम. सो राइट, सो दैट थ्री ट्रैक्स. When you do activity, there are three tracks which it works on. One is the eye and mind track. That is one, ahankar. Then you become devotee. You become to come to temple, start chanting Hare Krishna, hear Bhagavatam classes, read Shrimad. You said, I cannot take all the glory for all that is done. I have to share the glory. So you have a joint account then. So you have two signatories, I and Krishna. So then from I becomes our account. You do signal this. So you keep saying, nahi, Prabhuji, without Krishna's mercy, without Guru's mercy, aisa thodi ho sakta hai. Without Guru's devotee's mercy. So you keep a joint account so that it appears nice. he's very modest about it. He's not taking all the credit. He's giving some of the credit to. The percentage may of course vary. Are you giving 2% or 5% to Krishna? That depends on the level of purification. Because ahankar ridden consciousness is like a totally muddy pond. Total mud, thick mud, and it is shaken up, agitated mind. So can you see? You can't see 1 centimeter below the water surface. What of the pond you cannot see. So muddled, contaminated, agitated, mud-filled pond is what is the ahankar consciousness of level 1, that is one track. And when the muds are settling down, right, you leave it, you get. So when you practice Krishna, what happens when you practice Krishna consciousness? Then the agitation part becomes less. You're not agitated by anything and everything. Others in the material consciousness, you get agitated all the time. Some nice thing you see in the shop agitates you. A beautiful boy or beautiful girl agitates you. You know, some nice mobile in somebody's hand agitates you. Somebody's nice watch agitates you. Everything keeps agitating you. Everything is just disturbing. You see the nice ad while driving the car, that ad agitates you. Right? You see an ad you see a TV program, agitates you. Everything gets constantly is agitating the consciousness. Is it not? Because we have been constantly, sensual bombardment is the hallmark of Kali Yuga. Sensual. One is bombardment by missiles and ICBMs and all these things. But more powerful is, you know, the bombardment of consciousness through these various things which, you know, affect the consciousness. So sensory bombardment is the rule in a modern era. So how can you escape? Right? So we have been constantly bombarded. And then as you become devotees, you start restraining your consciousness. Is it not? Step number one is we restrain. We don't allow ourselves to just feel like agitated by anything and everything. We say, no, this I should. You stop television, or maybe better said, at least reduce television. In the 80s, it was stop television. Now in 2000, they said, kuch kuch deh sakta hai. I don't know. Again, it's very variable. It's a controversial topic. But why are we against the television? No, we are not against television. We are not against anybody. We are against that agitation which will take place. TV is good. All videos are good. Programs are good only. They are nice, very nice. As long as you don't agitate the consciousness. So you watch non-agitating programs. Chalega. It's okay. So because there are very few of them, therefore the choice is so very small. Right? So we start restraining. We don't go to any party club. You don't start wearing all sorts of things, you know. Right, so then the pond becomes what? The pond becomes little. The mud starts settling down. And you can slowly start seeing the content of the pond. What is inside? Some plants, some shrubs, some small fishes may be there, some tadpoles, you know, in the monsoon. Some frogs are jumping here and there. You see, you can see some activity there. Right? If you leave the pond in a completely peaceful state, by focusing more and more on Krishna, all the mud, what happens to the mud? It settles down completely. You know, in our own home, where I live, we are figuring out whatever water to drink. So there is, you know, Bisleri water. Some people buy Bisleri all the time. Some people, do put ozone inside. Simple put candle filter is there. Some people put all this various other gadgets available. So I was wondering, what is the best way to, as a medical man, I wanted to drink good water. But there's so much controversy on what is good water. They went to a shop. I said, I want to have good water. So can you tell me what process you use to purify? So he showed me this. You take this one. This is very nice. There are 8 candles here we have put in this. So one candle will do UV light, other will do some demineralization, other will add some flavor. This. 8 candles the water will pass through and get pure water. I said, I definitely don't want to have this. Because you are changing the very dharma of water. I can see that. So I know the dharma water is not going to be same when it passes through 8 chambers. I said, I will go home. I'll tell my wife, you take water from the tap, boil it, and use the age-old tradition of using fitkari or alum. Right? So you put alum after boil water, and every day you find 3 centimeter thick layer of mud on the bottom. The superintendent water is used for drinking, and it's the best water you can drink scientifically also. Right? So ordinary water appears like it is, there's no mud there inside, but when you put an element of fitkari there, you know, there is so much mud is there. Right? So we may think, yeah, I'm not agitated, I'm whatever. But you will see there is a lot of stuff is there. It all settles down, then you get crystal clear water. There's a place in Bangladesh, if you stand at Cherrapunji, recently I had a chance to go to Cherrapunji. Cherrapunji is totally in the eastern border of India, where it used to be the place where the largest amount of rainfall in the world, till recently, Cherrapunji. And there, my friend showed me, just across Cherrapunji, I could see Bangladesh, the land of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Bangladesh is such a special place, and like a dream world where Mahaprabhu Chaitanya and all his associates were born. Pondik Vidyanidhi, Thakur Haridas, Kitori Gram, all these holy places are there. I just think, oh, all these places are just Jessore, everything is just there. And the border of these two is a lake called Daki. Now, the water is there is so transparent that if a boat is standing, sitting on the in the lake, you will think it is floating. But actually, there is a whole layer of water down below. But because it is so transparent, you think it is actually floating. Right? Totally 100% crystal clear water, the entire lake. People all over the world come to just see this. It's one of the cleanest lake in the world. That's what our consciousness is supposed to become like. And that is what is the consciousness of Arjun today, as we are reading. He is totally transparently revealing who did all that happened in Mahabharata war, Draupadi, all that he is talking about. Ye sab kisne kiya? Who did all that? Krishna. He is not being modest. He is not just being socially acceptable. He is not just saying something because it is pleasant to hear or speak about. He is actually saying things which he feels deeply convinced about. I did not do this. Please believe me. And he's talking to his brother. He's not talking in a social program where he's giving like a nice talk and people are waiting to clap for him. He's talking to his dearmost brother, Yudhishthira Maharaj. So they're in a totally Goyam Akhyati Prichati conversation. He's talking from his heart to his dearmost brother and friend, Maharaj Yudhishthir. Right? I lost him. He says, he did all this and much more he will be there right now, which will read even further. Right? Prabhupada says, this is such a beautiful state of consciousness to aspire for. Where you rid yourself of all false claims that I am the doer. Ahankar umbadatma karta aham iti manyate. Right? Yes. Somebody did something fantastic. Accepted. He must get a prize. He must get some recognition. No doubt. But he used his brain for doing that? Some strategy was there, some vision was there, some plan was there, some hypothesis was there, some experiment was done, right? Some protocols were made, some systems were set. Who did that? The brain. Did he make the brain? Do we make our own brains? Who made the brain? The brain has got more than 3 billion neurons. Who made the brain? Krishna made the brain. For doing activity, what he did, he must have done a great thing. He must have done a great thing. He uses hands and legs, his eyes, he uses body. The body has to function with, has to be functioning, right? Just simple analysis will help us to understand how the ahankara is cheating us. For making the body function, you need some food to eat. You can perform function. Can you go to Himalayas and can you conquer Kanchenjunga just by, you need to eat some food and go. You need to breathe some air. Who made the food? You made the dish. You didn't make the food. You made the parathas, but you didn't make the wheat. Right? So Krishna made the wheat. Now how can you say that I am the doer? The energy to function in your body came from the calories and proteins which God gave you, and that made your body functional. So God gave you the food. You just combined it in a nice tasty way and ate it. Krishna gave the food to you. You don't need the air which your lungs breathe to function. Krishna made the air. Right? So even a simple ground to earth analysis of logical scientific thinking makes us understand actually we are not doing. The spirit soul cannot do anything in this world. Because he is spiritual by nature. And the world is material matter. A spiritual entity is functionless in the material world. He has to accept God-given material nature as support system to function here. It is provided by Krishna. Prabhupada used to simplify it. You say, nature. Whose nature is this? It's mother nature. Mother nature at TK. Who is the father then? Simple. Father is Krishna. Aham Bija Prada Pita. So this simple analysis makes us understand I have to get rid of this aham tendency. Even as devotees, we may keep bragging and boasting. Very unpalatable for devotees to hear when devotees brag. Bragging is nature of a materialist. When a Vaishnava says something, I did this and I will do that. No, you don't find it very palatable. Why are you using the word I so much? Great souls like Prabhupada never use the word I. Have you noticed? So we started the movement in 1965 and then we came by Jaladuta and then there was nobody to help here. And we, got a small storefront in the 22nd Avenue. He used always the word we. Is it a grammatical error? Why is he using plural instead of singular? He should be using plural. He came. Nobody was there with him. He was all alone. Then why is he saying we came? Who came along with him? It is not a grammatical error. It is a word of deep realization. That I came along with my spiritual master. I came along with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? I came with the entire parampara on their behalf. We came. Right? How beautiful is that consciousness? And when that consciousness is the way we are talking about right now, it can empower a person to do the impossible. If someone wants to do the impossible things, it can only be done by this level of empowerment. There will not be any other example in the world of a man at 70 years with diabetes and heart attacks and a failing kidney and a stroke in that age. With stroke, diabetes, heart disease and kidney damage, there is no person of 70 years who can start a movement all over the world. And with no money. It is not possible. It is a fairy tale. It is not possible.
Krishna made it like that deliberately to show that actually I have empowered this person because he is so pure and because I love him so much. Because he is so transparent in his consciousness. And that song, when he sings the Jaladuta, Nacha Nacha O song, that is a time when we can accept that this, the way Arjuna is saying, is the same what Prabhupada is doing. And just like Krishna made Arjuna dance at his whims in the Mahabharata war, Krishna danced, made Prabhupada dance all over the world and made his plan happen. A story comes to my mind about the impossible. As a great dacoit called Chand Rai, son of Raghavendra Rai. Now, in our Gaudiya line, Jagai Madai are very famous. Every new devotee knows Jagai Madai because they have seen dramas, heard stories and like that. Every temple will do Jagai Madai drama during Gaurapurnima. So we all grow up with that. But what is there, less famous are Chand Rai and Raghavendra Rai, who are more sinful than Jagai Madhai. According to whom? According to the Gaudiya Acharyas. So they don't have the world record, Jagai Madhai. The Guinness Book of World Record for me, the most sinful people in the creation goes to Chand Rai and Raghavendra Rai. So sinful. You won't talk about the sinful activities today. We talk about his non-sinful activities today. Anyway, he was very sinful. He had killed so many and he had murdered and raped and how many cows, how many brahmanas, no account of that. Right? It's a long story, but just to come to the point where we want to start talking about him. He was hunted because of this atrocious activity, he was affected by a Brahma Rakshas. When you perform such horrible activities, there is nothing else but you get attacked by some most evil forces on the planet will affect you. So Brahma Raksha attacks him. Again, exorcists come, so many will come, but the Brahma Raksha kills those exorcists also. And then the only person, somebody says, there's a, why don't you call Nurkundas Thakur? So Raghavendra Rai's father calls him, and Nurkundas Thakur comes and tells the ghost, just leave this body. And the ghost bows down, said, I was waiting for you to come. Right? He bows down to the feet of Nurkundas Thakur, and then he said, you'll see the branch break before I go. He takes initiation from him, Chand Rai. But now he's taking a bath in the holy Ganga. He's a transformed person. And the kings whom he had penalized and tormented and harassed, looted, they are not going to leave him. One such king catches him, puts him in prison. So he calls his executioner, says, beat this guy to death over here. So he's hanging like this on two chains and he's whipped and whipped and whipped and whipped like mad. And he just not at all retaliate. He just keeps chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. He keeps on calling out, not in pain. He is not calling out Krishna in pain. He is calling out Krishna in love. His father is restless. My son is imprisoned. I must do something for him. So he calls, he puts up, not an ad, like, he calls for people to help, right? And one person in the village says, I'll help your son get released. I have just mastered an art of reaching him. Now this person is sitting somewhere in Bengal, and this fellow is somewhere, you know, mother place, right? Several hundreds of miles away. So I can reach him and get him out of that place. So please do this. So he digs a tantric tunnel. It's a tantric tunnel from his house to the prison. And emerges into the prison and said, hey, your father wants you to be released. Just do one thing. Listen to me. You just chant this Kali mantra in your ears. And the moment you chant this mantra, it is a perfectional mantra. It will take you out from this prison and take you to your house. said, get out from here. You nonsense. My life is surrendered to my beloved spiritual master. And he has already spoken the most powerful mantra in my right ear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And I would not allow any other lesser mantra of whatever potency it may be to sit into my heart from my ear. I have sold myself to my spiritual master. And I'm willing to go through any torment what is necessary. It may be worthy thinking, what would we have done if you were in this situation? Just a thought. Because we would not be in this situation when we flogged to death. But just what would a regular person do, right? Then the jailer sends, you know, somehow he bribes the jailer and sends food for him. Doesn't take the food also. And he is absorbed in Krishna. Sometimes he's thinking of Krishna's lotus feet. Sometimes he's thinking of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. And then he absorbs himself looking at their Mukharavinda. Their beautiful moon-like faces. And he goes and prays to Rupa Manjari, and Manjulali, and Jambaklata, requesting these great Nityasiddha devotees, please engage me in the service of the divine couple. And is fully absorbed in Manasa Seva to the Lord. After being flogged so crazily, the king understands this guy is not dying here. I must use some other method. Said, bring him out, put him on the roads in the open, and get a mad mammoth to crush him. Let him be publicly killed by everybody else. Let everybody enjoy the scene of being crushed by a mammoth. So Mahout is sitting. Mahout is ready. This man is in the middle of the roads. His both legs are tied, Chandrai, so they cannot run away. And the elephant is let loose. He's let loose and he starts running towards him and knocks him off in just one whip. He just falls to the ground. But he's not dead still. Again, you're bowling, you know, you go back again, second ball. Again, the elephant is ready and charges. And when he charges at to Chandrai, talking about empowerment now. But what Krishna can make things happen? Impossible happens. He holds the trunk of the elephant and pulls it out. Huge elephant, he just pulls out the trunk and the elephant is in a bloody mess and he dies on the spot. And he doesn't understand what happened. And the king is... obviously, his jaw dropped. What? Who can pull out the trunk of an elephant? What kind of a shakti? Where is the shakti coming from? And he became very sober. I thought, you are a dacoit. You are a big rascal. But some shakti is there in you. And he starts confessing like Arjun. He said, I don't know what happened. All I have been doing is only one thing. While you put me in jail, I was remembering with love my Gurudev. When you were flogging me, I was remembering the mantra he gave me. And when I got knocked up for the first time, I was shaken up. When I again rose up, I remembered my Gurudev. Imagine the power of remembering a pure devotee. There is no difference in our line between remembering Guru and Sri Krishna. Sakshat Dharitena Samasta Shastra. We are in the November, December, we are all in the mood of the Vyasa Puja celebrations. Therefore the story is even more relevant. The power of the remembrance of a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. Right? And the implicit faith in that guru, that implicit faith the way Prabhupada had in his guru. The blessed faith which Chandra had in his guru. The blessed faith in the mantra that guru gave him. That everything else, any other mantra, any other anusthan, any other process, any other sub-religious activity is rejected by the purest followers of our line. And that is why Krishna empowers them to do what is impossible to do. Otherwise, you know, in that middle track which we talk about, one track is aham track, which we hopefully have given up by now. We are still not on the track of I track, our track, and then the third track is whose? What is it called? The his track. My track, our track, and the third is, therefore we call it as his divine grace. That is called as a his track. So we have to move our consciousness consciously. The way we progress in our bhakti is to be individually taking an inventory of in our heart on a regular basis. Am I? Yes, we are doing services. We are doing dressing. We are doing chanting. We are doing this preaching. We are doing book distribution. Taking care of our families. We are doing this. We are doing that. We are doing so many things. But to what extent am I doing with the I consciousness? And the most glorious example, this is the Gaudiya line. This example really always reminds me of, you know, what we call as implicit faith in Guru. That term which we say, implicit faith. We talk about faith, but there is examples of implicit faith in Guru. It's not an admixture. When Prabhupada uses the word unalloyed devotion, example is Chandrai. Unalloyed. No Devi, no Devta, no Tantrik, Mantrik, kuch nahi chahiye mujhe. I don't want anything. Only Krishna. I want only Krishna. Right? And then of course, Chandrai gets released. The story goes further. Gets released. The king is like so impressed. And the king embraces him and said, you are wonderful. Right? He releases him and said, I'll give you a province to rule over. Gives him a horse. And Chandrai sends a note. He said, ordinarily I would have come, my dear father, to meet you in your village. But I'm not going to meet you. I'm going to meet my beloved Gurudev. So he takes the horse to Khiturigram. And Naresh Sudarmadas Thakur, the entire episode of his imprisonment, his incarceration, and all the things that happened in the prison, and his ultimate release. And there he verbally again gave full credit to my dear Gurudev. If I am here in front of you today, it's because I was always remembering you, remembering the mantra you gave me. I have no credit in this regard. In the Ramayana, Maharaj Bharat also scales the same level we are talking about right now. Doing all the activities of a king without taking any privileges or perks of a king. A king requires a kingdom, a throne, a queen, treasury, so many things, a chariot, a palace to stay. This a king requires for performing his seva as a king. But doing only the seva without palace, without queen, without facility, without chariot, without proper food, without royal patronage, nothing. Sitting down in Nandigram, right? And giving all credit to whom? To the Paduka of Sri Ram. They are the doers. We can see Bharat Maharaj give credit to Ram's Padukas. Arjuna is giving credit to Krishna. Chandra is giving credit to Padmanabha Thakur. In Divine Krishna is giving credit to his beloved spiritual master. Right? So this transparency of consciousness is what we want to ultimately reach. Right? Where we realize that we even may do great things, that we are being used. Yes, I am doing things, but I am doing things because I am being used. It's not that a devotee feels Krishna is doing means I am doing nothing, I am nishkriya or akarma. Nishkarma. No. It is karma. It is, lot of karma is there. It is nishkam karma. But in the end, you realize that whatever I was being done by me, I was being used by the Lord. And there is no more deeper satisfaction for a devotee Vaishnava in his entire life than to know that I was used by the Lord. I'm always being used, not used, abused by Maya. Kicked by Maya. But now I'm being used by Krishna. I'm being used by my spiritual master for doing his work, his mission in this world. There is no more deeper level of satisfaction a devotee can aspire for than to be feeling I was used. And you ask any disciple of Srila Prabhupada, they will say the same thing. We were used by Prabhupada. We are used by the parampara. We didn't do anything. We didn't know anything. We had no knowledge. We had no culture. We had no books. We had nothing. How did all this happen? How did this con start? For people who had no knowledge, nothing. They were not Indians. How did it happen? Prabhupada used them in Krishna's service. Right? So we all want to be used in Krishna's service. And slowly allow the pond to settle down and become like that ducky lake where the entire water of our consciousness goes in a non-agitated state, transparent completely, right? And we can truly say, Krishna, you are the doer and I am simply your instrument in the mood of being the servant of the servant of your wonderful servants. If that is the supremely beautiful consciousness we are all aspiring for in our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.